Hi friends, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So, I don't know where to start this off. When I was thinking of doing this podcast on this specific, what I'm going to talk about, it was going to be on a different note, but seeing all the, like, more of something repeating itself, I have to start with this PSA announcement. I don't care if anyone doesn't care about my opinion, but I'm going to say my opinion. Anyway, leave Ariana alone. And I'm talking about Ariana Grande, specifically, because I'm also a fan of Ariana Maddox. So, leave her alone too, but like, this particularly thing I'm talking about is Ariana Grande. Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Leave her alone. There is no necessary reason for you guys to be fooling her. Her music is amazing. Her concerts have been doing great. She was going to be Sunday at the Park with George in London. She canceled that because of all the scrutiny she has been getting about her appearance. Just like with Britney in the 2000s, where we were like, leave Britney alone! Leave Ariana alone! My gosh! You guys are constantly scrutinizing women for no reason, okay? Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Leave her alone. She's on stage doing a lot of different things that's going to tone her body because you're being very physical. Leave her alone. Leave women's body alone. Are you doing this to men? No, you are not. You guys are being sexist. I said this before. Leave women alone. Leave their body alone. Stop it. It's not, oh, your ideal body shape or whatever. Leave women's body alone. Leave them alone. If you're not going to do the same thing to men, stop doing it to women. Stop it. And like the song, I Hate That I Made You Love Me. Love me. I hate that I made you love me. Sorry, cause I didn't try, cause I. Like, seriously. Cause I barely tried. Yeah, I. She didn't make you guys love, she didn't even try. Leave her alone. Stop comparing this album to another album. Petals is a great album. I love all the songs. Banger, 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 banger. Stop comparing this album to the Dangerous Woman album and all the other ones. People involved, we get older, we change. Ariana can still hit the high notes, just like Demi can hit the high notes, just like JoJo can hit the high notes. All her albums don't have to be high notes, high notes, high notes. Leave her alone. The album is great. So, shush. Okay? Like she said, hey, that I need you love me, cause I barely tried. Okay? There you go, you got me singing a little bit. But yeah, what I actually came on here to say before my whole yell fest. Okay. First off, we're out. My city! My city, I am so proud of you. Good job. And for people that were like, what's Montreal? English is Montreal. Okay. Great job. You did a great job with the silence in We Can't Be Friends. People were saying, oh, well, no. Ariana also, like, applauded. That meant we, Montreal, we're at the good. When she starts about to sing, like, that's good. We did a great job. Again, Canada, we rule. We know how to do things correctly. Yes, Canada, especially Montreal, we are the loudest, more like cheerful crowd, but we know how to do it in silence because we're Canadians. We know how to do it properly. I forget what was it. Was it Texas? Was it? I don't know. There was a city. Was it Atlanta? I don't remember. That like all three nights. Like it started when the silence for the "We Can't Be Friends" started. It was supposed to be silent. That same second when it was supposed to be silence, that they were screaming. So, no. Yeah, we Canadians know how to do it beautifully. Like I was saying, album banger, 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 banger. What I've seen, like, in the music video, it's more like a thriller, more with the hits that I Made You Love Me and the Petals music video. It's more how society has treated her and people that are the industry, women that, not women, people that justify women and people, men, have treated her, and women in general. You men don't own us. You don't own me. Okay? You don't own us. And the thing of, like, men in general, now this has become, like, a different podcast now. It has to do with that. Ariana deactivated her Instagram account. If you're like, oh, you won. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. And you, and I'm going to say this in general because I've gotten comments about this too, on my own Instagram, personal Instagram, this, that, and the other, and I deleted it, or like in DMs and stuff like that, deleted it. Stop objectifying women, okay? We post things because we want. We don't do it for you men's pleasure, okay? I'm wearing this cute outfit for myself and for the other ladies. Just like you do whatever for other men's approval or for other guys to be like, yeah, that looks good, dude. We do the same thing with other women. We like be like, girl, you look good. Girl, you look good. And for ourselves, we don't do it for you men. So, your ego needs to go down. Another thing. Stop with the gross, misogyny, disgusting comments, okay? I am a nobody from Montreal. Okay? I am a nobody from Canada. I know my opinion doesn't matter, but stop with the gross comment. Oh, you look good. Like, oh, nice guy. I don't give a care. Go away. And I delete your comment and I ignore your comment because I don't like you. You want to know who I want commenting? I mean, like, oh, you look great, girl. My girlfriend. My friends. Other women. Supporting other women. I don't need your gross, disgusting comments. No women wants your gross, disgusting comments. Alright, so stop it. You made Ariana delete her Instagram. You made other women, like, limit or have to approve comments. You men have to stop. You're the problem. But overall, back on why I wanted to talk. Ariana Grande, her new album, Petal, amazing. Hit after hit after hit after hit. I love Kiss Me. I love Hate That I Made You Love Me. I love Stay. I love Oh Well. I love Warning Signs. I love Like I Do, Never Get Over Me, Bad Thing, Nobody, everything. The whole album. Love it. Banger after banger. Just like Demi. Banger after banger after banger. Banger. 90s girls. Millennials. Like I guess. Like, we're the same age. Like, she's a little bit older than me. But like I said. Banger. You guys are sleeping on it. Not every album has to be Dangerous Woman. Not every album has to be the same. People evolve. People change. And this is what you're going to see. Okay? And this is how a lot of us girlies are now. Is when, or if Ariana looks back on Instagram, it's going to be even more private. We didn't even know that she was back with Ricky until we saw, like, a paparazzi photo. You see that? And that's what you deserve. Like, you guys that are bullying. Because, like, how are you, like, being mean to her body? Okay. She's healthy again. You're on tour. She's doing all these things on tour until September, and you're bullying her body. Stop it. You don't do this to men. Once you start doing this to men, then I'm like, okay. But right now, you're just doing this to women, because women have to be this. You can't be too fat. You can't be too thin. You can't be this. If you're too thin, you're this. If you're too fat, you're this. If you're too this, you're this. It's freaking annoying. Too fat, you're obese. Too skinny, you're anorexic. Not enough makeup. You're ugly. Too much makeup. You're a doll. We cannot win. But with that, it doesn't really matter, right? And you see this on shows too. It's like, again, I'm a reality TV girly as well. When it comes to women, a bigger woman, she calls this, that, obese, fat, you need to lose 20 pounds, you need to lose this many pounds. A man on a reality TV show, he has a shirt off and he's bigger. Nothing. Nothing. And if the girl rejects him, she's fatphobic. A boy says, just a girl. Yeah, I get it. She needs to lose weight. The only way that they feel bad for the girl is she was nice to him. If she was nice to him. The only way we feel bad for the girl is she was thin. You see the I can't speak English. I'm sorry. You see how hypocritical people are being? This is sexist. This is 110% sexist. So you are the feminine out of all costs. But when it comes to women, you're like, okay, you're too fat. I'm now your standard. And then you're like, oh, no, now you're too thin. Quoi? What? Make it make sense. It doesn't. You guys hate women for no reason. No reason. No reason. You just want our talent. You just want to monetize our talent. If it's singing, it's acting, whatever. That's all you want. It just became a rant, but I was feeling this, so I had to share this, because this is how I was feeling. It's not okay at all. But last thing before I end, good job, Moria. Good job. I'm proud of my hometown. I'm proud of my city. Moria, Laval, Canada, my country, always and forever will be a proud Quebecois. Always. Always. I will always be a proud Canadian. I will always be a proud Quebecian. I will always be a proud Montrealer. I will always be proud of my country, Canada. Always and forever, wave the flag, win the World Cup. Team Canada, always, until we got out. I will always be proud of you guys, because we are the best. Canada is the best. In my opinion, Canada is better than the USA, by far. And last, because I'm talking about Ariana Grande, her album, her new album, title is amazing. The clips that I've seen and watched of the tour, which were all in Montreal, amazing. She, again, I've seen her in tour. I'm so glad that I wasn't able to see her in Montreal, especially in my hometown. But what I saw, it was amazing. Again, because I did not win tickets, and tickets nowadays, especially if it's like, oh yeah, they're doing 3, 4, or 5 dates at the same location, like Harry is, I did not win. I did not win to see Ariana. I did not win to see Harry, because I was planning on seeing him at Madison Square Garden. So I did not win for either two. But overall, when I did see Ariana Grande, she did amazing. She's a great performer. Like I said, there's a couple artists out there that the world does not deserve, and you guys treating them badly is disappointing. Ariana Grande is one. Demi is one. And that's all I have for you guys today. Bye!